Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
To London next, where the ongoing crisis at the BBC has taken yet another turn this afternoon with new allegations emerging against the same presenter. You probably know that the Sun newspaper reported allegations that an unnamed BBC presenter paid an unnamed young person for explicit photos. The newspaper spoke to the parents of the young person, but not the young person themselves. Then, last night, a dramatic twist, the alleged victim issued a statement denying that anything inappropriate had happened. Well, this afternoon, BBC News says a different young person has come forward, saying they too were contacted online by the male presenter and eventually received abusive messages. Where George Parker from the Financial Times joins me now. Fresh news first, George. Tell us about the second round of allegations.
Well, I mean, it's an incredible story, really, because this is BBC News reporting on developments affecting an employee of the BBC. And what BBC News is reporting is they've spoken to a young person who, as you say, was contacted anonymously by a male presenter on a dating app. And then the BBC is saying that they've seen and verified messages apparently made by the BBC presenter that were threatening, menacing and bullying. And as the BBC says in its own report, has raised fresh questions about the conduct of this presenter. So things have moved on again. It's a story which is gripping the media over here, as you can imagine. And of course, the identity of the presenter is still not known or not put into the public domain because of questions about defamation and privacy.
And we don't know the identity of the presenter, as you say, but do we know if it's the same presenter in these two cases?
That's certainly what the BBC is reporting. This is the same person. So, you know, obviously, social media is sort of full of speculation on who it might be. And of course, a number of people kind of said it's not them.
But
it's
the speculation,
a very sort of feeble atmosphere. Yeah.
But it's not helpful, the speculation. But I suppose due process fairness and privacy to all these people until an investigation runs its course. But there are a number of investigations now, aren't there?
Well, exactly. So the Director General of the BBC, Tim Davey, broke cover today. He hasn't been seen since this whole saga began, but he had to present the BBC's annual accounts. And he said that the BBC has now paused its own investigation into what happened while the police examine the matter. So it's in the hands of the police. You've got this added complication, as you say, that the person involved in the first round of allegations said that, or said through his lawyers, or the person has said through their lawyers, I should say, that it's not that there were no unlawful or inappropriate acts. And the new individual who's come forward is apparently in their early 20s, so someone again who is an adult in this case. Mm-hmm. So that raises questions about, you know, the media being able to report on these things, because there are questions around people's privacy. So it's a,
and
it's
can
a
I
really
ask you,
messy media story.
The second person, is he alleging the incidents happened when he was an adult or when he was a child? Are they recent?
Well, according to the BBC, and they said they're not saying the gender of this person, but they say the individual in their early 20s was first contacted anonymously by the male presenter on a dating app. They said they were put under pressure to meet up, but never did. And when the young person hinted online they might name the presenter, they were apparently sent abusive, expletive-filled messages.
Okay. So no timeline then. No timeline.
Yeah.
Do we know if the second person has made a formal complaint to the police or the BBC?
We don't know that. All we know is that they've spoken to BBC News, which just adds to the sort of complexity of the story. That, as I said, it's the BBC News reporting on the conduct of one of the presenters in the corporation. It's a very strange state of affairs.
It's a very strange state of affairs and a febrile atmosphere, as you say. But let's see where it goes. George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. Thank you.